USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Saturday. This as a Russia invasion of Ukraine could be imminent.
We encourage all American citizens who remain in Ukraine to depart immediately. We want to be crystal clear on this point. Any American in Ukraine should leave as soon as possible, and in any event, in the next 24 to 48 hours.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan also calling it an urgent situation. The White House says President Biden is on the side of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and they've been talking about the ongoing blockade of key bridges and crossings between the United States and Canada. The White House adding that Trudeau promised quick action to enforce laws and restore the open passage of crossing between the two countries. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
The black nationalist accused of running over and killing six people during a Christmas parade in Wisconsin is pleading not guilty. Daryl Brooks Jr. entering his plea to all 77 charges he's facing in connection with the November attack in Waukesha. Included in those 77 charges are six homicide counts, over 60 counts of reckless endangerment, and other charges. Brooks would spend the rest of his life in prison if convicted of one homicide charge. He'll be in court again on March 11th. NASA is showing off two photos from the new James Webb Space Telescope that launched last Christmas. The photos are indicators that the telescope is operational and set to begin its mission. The initial exercise included the telescope taking more than 1,500 photos, which provided reportedly stunning photos. Webb is meant to see deeper into space and in better detail than any previous telescope. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Americans are feeling the pain at the pump, especially over last month. That's because gas prices are up nearly 20 cents from this time a month ago. The current national average for regular is $3.48 a gallon. The South and parts of the Midwest are seeing the cheapest prices. The West and Northwest are dealing with the most expensive gas. American Petroleum Institute CEO Mike Summers believes a lot of the blame in the high gas prices falls on President Biden's shoulders.
A lot of this can be pinned on some bad policy decisions that were made at the very beginning of this administration. When you start the administration by cutting off access to the Keystone XL pipeline, banning permitting and leasing on federal lands, stopping development in Anwar, and even recently a federal judge calling off a lease sale that happened in the Gulf of Mexico, and we need to go back to a period of encouraging development of oil and natural gas in the United States.
The FDA is postponing a meeting that was supposed to go over data from trials of COVID-19 vaccines in young kids. The agency saying it needs more time to consider new data and allow for transparent public discussion as they mull over approval for the vaccines. This comes after Pfizer delayed their request to the FDA to authorize the vaccine for children under 5 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.